Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The rug was pulled out from underneath her. She didn't feel confident. She didn't know if she could make it. Yet she rose like the phoenix, leading herself and her family into a new beginning. And you can too. Are you ready? The Cornelia Stephanie Show Lady Boss knows what women want. To be free to speak their voice, live in financial freedom, and build businesses that radiate wealth, leaving legacies we can be proud of. Join Cornelia, Dana, and Chris the first and fourth Friday every month as they raise the roof to inspire confidence in all women.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. I'm with my beautiful co-host, Miss Chrissy D. Welcome to the show, Miss Chrissy D.
Hi, glad to be here. How are you?
Wonderful. I'm excited about today's show because the topic is, it's never too late. The time is now. Let's do this with Miss Chrissy D. And that is you. But before we get started on today's show, I just want to tell the audience a little bit of a background, first of all, about what your story is. But let me just remind everybody about you. You're an influential woman, an entrepreneur, and a self-made business person. Miss Chrissy D is a woman who believes in making a difference in the world and helping others who can't always help themselves. She brings her personal power and knowledge to us. Her mission is to empower and to educate us, to make sure that we know our worth, to protect our worth, and to own our worth. That is what Miss Chrissy D is about, and that's what this topic today is going to be about. Because this has been her life story, and it's been also her life mission. Because she's really had to overcome a very horrific story. When we tell the story, and just yesterday I was talking to somebody, and they were listening to some of our past podcasts. And when they were listening to your story, they were just like flabbergasted as to what happened to you and what you've actually had to overcome. And through that horrific trauma that you experienced, you rose like the phoenix, and you're still putting the pieces together, but you want to make sure that this doesn't happen. It doesn't have to happen to anybody else like it happened to you. So why don't you take us back to the time and give us a little backstory as to what took place.
Okay. So met a man and we got together, and I thought we were building a life together. He moved into my home, my bank accounts, my vehicles, my credit cards, and all of a sudden, 18 years later, I mean, and it certainly wasn't a perfect marriage. It was a marriage, you know, ups and downs and all of that stuff that goes with it. So I came home 2 days before Christmas, and I had set the table for dinner. And when I came back, the furniture in the dining room was gone. Furniture around the house, my desk was all gone. My stuff was all just thrown on the floor. And it was an absolute horrible feeling. He had taken my son from the driveway and left. So when I came in and saw this, I couldn't breathe. I ran upstairs and I saw my son's passport was gone. His clothes were gone, his suitcase, money in the house that we had raised for a fundraiser was gone. My neighbors came over and said there was a locksmith there that day and was changing the locks. So as I went around the house, I realized almost all of the locks had been changed. If I'd have gotten there an hour later, I would have been locked out of my own house 2 days before Christmas. So, and basically for the next year, I slowly watched everything that I had ever worked for go away. And I couldn't get a lawyer to help me because his lawyer had a mortgage on my house. So my equity was tied up so that he could have a lawyer. So I was on my own against him, his family, his friends, and his team of lawyers for over a year, and then ended up losing everything and ended up being homeless for 3.5 years, sleeping in the back seat of my car in the Walmart parking lot, staying at friends' houses, sleeping on floors, couches, renting rooms when I could. I went from 4,000 square feet and getting ready to retire and making six figures to having nothing and now working 2-3 jobs, cleaning houses, whatever I could do just to feed myself and keep a roof over my head for that night.
And the kicker of this whole story is that this was all your property, your business, your money, your house, your bank card, your credit cards, everything that you had already built when you met your husband, when you met this man that you then married, right? But this was all your property. And then the two of you also throughout the marriage also built businesses together in addition to everything. Yes. So what I'm curious about, it just blows my mind. What I'm curious about is, were there signs?
Well, you know what? As I look back, yes. But here's the thing. I didn't see them as signs at the time. And I think this is something really important that we need to start teaching our girls at a really young age. So I remember after he had moved into my house, it was one day. I didn't realize when he moved in that his business was failing. He was about to lose it. And there was a lot of debt. So I paid the debt off. I saved the business. I also picked up two other jobs, and I still had two little kids at home at the time, and just trying to make everything work. And I was cutting the grass, and I look up, and there he is with his buddies sitting on my sun deck, drinking my beer, eating my food, smoking cigars, watching me cut the grass in between my two jobs and looking after my two little girls. And I think that was a sign. but at the time I was like, oh, he's settling in, his friends are coming out, they're supporting this relationship, and we're building something. Isn't this awesome? I never looked at it as, I've already built something and this person is lucky enough to come into that. And I realized now there was never any respect for what I had built and what I had done. And yeah, that's on me. I didn't realize those were signs.
So looking at it now, when you're looking back, do you feel like he always was a person that was taking advantage of you, like straight away from the beginning? Or was there really love there?
I actually, probably both. Definitely right from the beginning, I was the one that always, you know, had to make things work and figure out money if it needed to be figured out and, you know, go work the extra jobs and do whatever it took, because that's how I was raised, right? It's like, I was raised, kids should be seen and not heard. I was raised that if you're going to be of any value, you need to do what people want you to do. Keep them happy, do the work. So now that codependent person in me is now doing the same thing. So I'm sure I attracted that, somebody that needed that, right?
Yeah.
I question if there was ever love. Absolutely. I think it maybe was convenient. It was a great life to move into.
Yeah. Yeah. It was almost like it could have been, you know, his job to, you know, to move into this experience and see what he can get out of it. I just can't see somebody's actual thought process, but we're going to get later into the show when we're going to talk a little bit about narcissism and what all of that is, because I know that you are, you're, your mission is to educate women now to make sure that they have a high self-worth, because really, you know, at that time, maybe your self-value and your self-worth was a lower from, you know, a low self-esteem.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah. That's how I was raised, right?
Yeah. And so in part of what you're doing now with all of this is to make sure that, you know, you want to educate women to raise their self-esteem, to raise their confidence, to know their value, to know their worth, because, you know, that's all part of the process, and not to let somebody come in and devalue and disrespect them like that from early on. So you said that was a sign early on, but you couldn't see it. You didn't know it was a sign.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had no idea. And it's true. We really need to educate our girls about their self-esteem and what we bring to the world. We don't have to work harder than everybody else. We don't have to do everything. It's not our job to take care of somebody else and lift them up. That's great if you can do that, but that's not why we're here. You know, it's not my job to make sure that that person gets to have a great life and I'm going to do all the work. We do so much. We bring so much to this world. I remember reading a book, and I want to say Virginia Woolf, but I'm not sure if it was her or not. But it's like, if women quit doing all the volunteer work that they do for free in the world would stop. Like, we bring a lot to this world, and we deserve to be respected. We deserve a roof over our head.
Yeah. And it really begins with us. We really have to draw the line, and we teach people how they get to treat us, right? We teach people how to talk to us. We teach people how to respect us or disrespect us by either, you know, not putting up healthy boundaries and talking about, you know, what's okay and what's not okay.
Yeah. Healthy boundaries. That's a big one. That's another thing we really have to teach our kids. It's about boundaries and not letting people walk all over us. When I had all that stuff, I should have been healthy enough and had a good enough self-esteem that I wanted to attract somebody that matched me, not moving from their parents' house into my house and my lifestyle. You know, that was another sign.
That was another sign. Yeah. So the signs are there. It's just a lot of times, you know, when we're in love, you know, and we're thinking that, you know, this is the right person, we end up getting into a relationship and we kind of put the blinders, you know, up, because we're not really seeing what's really there when, you know, that's why we're talking about this, so that, hey, if you find yourself in a situation where you're not really feeling valued and feeling respected, that these are signs, and that's what you're saying. The signs are there early on, and had you, you know, had enough courage at that time to really see that, then maybe you would have been, maybe things would have changed, right?
And I think as I did start to see things, I felt like it was too late. I felt like I'm letting my kids down. I'm blowing up a family again, you know? It was too late.
So basically is that you might have saw it, and then you were like, you didn't want to separate the family. And so then you kind of basically tolerated and, you know, put up with what was there, and you were going to try to make it work, which is another thing that women do, is that we stay in relationships because we're hoping and wishing that the person that we're with is going to rise up into their true potential.
Yeah. And I can change them. I can make this better.
You know, and the thing about it is that they never rise up into their potential. It's like, just because we see someone's potential doesn't mean that they're going to rise up into it. Right?
Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
Well, I'm so glad that we're talking about this. Let's take a break on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. We'll be right back.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever wondered if there's a way to heal the deep, hidden inner issues, wounds, beliefs, and traumas? The Journey into Spiritual Healing engages people in all areas of their lives to heal themselves and others. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Dr. Jaffe brings conversations of healing of body, mind, and spirit as he merges the excellence of traditional medicine with the beauty of spiritual healing. For more information about Dr. Jaffe, this show, and his work, visit drjaffemd.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy Al, on the Tracy Al Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Do you want the knowledge and wisdom to understand where spirituality, science, and psychology intersect? Then join the Karmic Path Radio Show with Tina and Laura on TransformationTalkRadio.com Thursdays at 4 p.m. Pacific. Follow this charmingly, disarmingly dynamic duo as they explore how psychic ability, spirituality, and karmic law tie together. For more information on Tina, Laura, and their groundbreaking work, visit thekarmicpath.com.
Have you lost a loved one and would desperately love a sign to prove that they are okay? Here's a tip for you. Be curious. Keep an open mind about everything. The proof will come from the most unlikely places. The messages promise to challenge your current beliefs and what you've been taught. Accept and appreciate all, no matter where they come from. I'm Angie Corbett-Kuyper. I would love for you to share your signs from beyond on my closed Facebook page, Beyond Grief.
We are back, and you're listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, and I'm with my co-host, Miss Chrissy D. And we're talking about putting the pieces back together again after a long, hard journey. And Miss Chrissy D, take us back to the time when, you know, during that Christmas time when all of a sudden everything changed overnight, and now you found yourself, homeless and having to deal with legal situations, how you felt at that time with, everything that you lost, that you had to deal with. How did you feel during that time?
You know what? I don't even know if there's words to actually describe how you feel, because it's like somebody comes up behind you and just whacks you over the head with a bat and you go down and you just wake up in absolute pain that never goes away, wondering what happened and what can you do. It's just you're like in a tunnel, in a wind tunnel, and you can't grab on and make the spinning stop. The biggest word, like I said, is everything's a struggle when something like this happens. So I think it's so important that we, like my friend said today, we all need to be able to take care of ourselves, right? We can't rely on other people. Not that I did, but I never just looked after me. It was always looking after everybody and everything. And now all of that's gone. So it is, now you've got to figure out, how are you going to eat? How are you going to keep the heat on? Where are you going to sleep when the house is gone? I was lucky. I got to stay in my house for a year, because I had had such great credit. They were even going to let me keep the house if he'd signed off on that. But, so even, you know, even to this day, and this is what I want women to know, it's so much easier to take care of yourselves properly and get organized properly, which is what my pink files are about. Because when you get to this stage and you're rebuilding, I'm older, I have to start all over again. I'm in a basement suite. I work 6 days a week and I'm tired. And my rent is half of my income. So everything is a struggle as you get older, when I could have had all that taken care of earlier if I'd have just realized how valuable I was, what I had accomplished, and put things in place so that I could have kept them. When I added his name to things, I thought that was because of love. And I want women to know that's got nothing to do with love. You don't need to put somebody else's name on what you have worked for to prove that you love them. It's got nothing to do with it at all. And that was my biggest mistake.
And so how many years has it been now since you have been, you know, putting your life back together again? I mean, when I think about this whole thing, I've said this to you before. I mean, I feel like this could have really killed you, literally taken you out, you know, being homeless and having everything taken from you. Not just, you didn't just lose your husband, but you also lost your, you know, social status, your house, your income, everything was wiped out. Yeah. So it's to come back from something like that and to fight at that point in time, to fight for your own self, that was huge.
It's been 6 years. Mm-hmm. 6 years to crawl back. And you said about it could have killed me. People used to always say to me, God doesn't give you anything that you can't handle. It's, you know, it either makes you or it breaks you. It's not going to kill you. I hear that stuff all the time. And I used to say, it is killing me. It's just taking too long. That's where I was at. This is too hard. It really was too hard. If it wasn't for my kids and what it would have done to them, I probably would have opted out. Because it's too hard. Yeah. Women should not have to go through this.
Yeah, I can see that. Because, I mean, you know, I can see that you could have easily, you know, committed suicide over this, because it was just way too much to bear. But thank God you had your children, because, you know, that was probably your saving grace at that time.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that was your saving grace. So you developed, you know, part of the reason why we're coming on telling the story and empowering women is you developed a kit now that is supporting women that are in, you know, in similar situations, but not only that, because this is pretty much for anyone, right? So tell us a little bit about the kit, what it does, and so that we can let people know where they can access it and purchase the kit for themselves.
Okay. So the PNK files stand for power and knowledge. I'm a big believer, especially now, I wished I'd have done this sooner, in being organized. My kit is a filing system, and you've got certain files in it that I tell you to put in there. If you've got a file there, as you're going through your life, you need to put things in there so that no matter what happens in your life, things that we can't control, we are going to be able to at least take care of ourselves in those situations that happen. So if your husband, for example, has a car accident or a heart attack, do you know where all the paperwork is? Do you know where everything is that you've got access to anything that you're going to need. If your house is on fire, is everything that you need in one easy, safe spot where you can grab it and go? And I think, you know, you never want to go into a marriage with the idea of, well, if I'm going to get a divorce, I'm ready. Here's all my ammunition. What I think it does, though, is you both know it's right there in front of you, what you both have, what you're going to share, what you're going to build together. It's all there in writing. It's part of your files. And you both come in on the same level playing field of we know what's what, so that no matter what happens. I think it also would give you power to realize everything that you've accomplished. If I had in one spot all of the stuff that I had accomplished, I don't think I would have let it get chipped away. You know, oh, I need money to build our business overseas, but I don't have money to do it. Oh, I've got RSPs. I'll just cash them in and send you. No problem. And then a little bit of money here and money there and figuring things out. All of a sudden, RSPs are gone. Investments are gone. Money's gone, right? Then house, car, credit cards, credit, everything else. When it's all there, you can look at it and go, you know what? I've done all that. Wow, look at me go, and I deserve it, and it's mine, and I'm going to keep it.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, so even I was just thinking when you were talking, you know, even that hurricane that was just going through Florida right now, yes. Even people like that where right away, you know, you have your files, you have everything that is important to you in one, you know, in one container, and you can grab it and you can go at, you know, if you're, yeah. You know, so that's absolutely. A big piece. Yeah.
And now they've lost everything, those poor people, and how are they going to even prove what they had, what coverage, what protection? Also in the kit is places to put like photos and things like that. So when you grab this kit, you've got everything, right? I think I told you a story once before. I had a house fire once, a dryer fire, and the kids were getting out of the house. Got the pets out. I grabbed the fire extinguisher. The fire department came. After it was all over, I looked back at the house, and besides the kids and the pets, I had grabbed and saved one thing from the fire, my fire extinguisher.
Yeah.
That was it.
Wow.
I didn't grab any important papers because you're in a panic. You know they're somewhere in a filing cabinet and everything. But not one easy, safe place with everything.
Yeah. I want to talk about when we come back from break, I want to talk about, you know, how long does it take generally to put these kinds of files together and what can people expect, you know, to what they're going to go through to, you know, gather all the files? How long does it take and where can they get it and how much does it cost? So when we get back, we'll talk a little bit more about that. We'll be right back with the Cornelia Stephanie Show and Miss Chrissy D. We'll be right back.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Do you want the knowledge and wisdom to understand where spirituality, science, and psychology intersect? Then join the Karmic Path Radio Show with Tina and Laura on TransformationTalkRadio.com Thursdays at 4 p.m. Pacific. Follow this charmingly, disarmingly dynamic duo as they explore how psychic ability, spirituality, and karmic law tie together. For more information on Tina, Laura, and their groundbreaking work, visit thekarmicpath.com.
In the 70s, Dudley and Dean Evanson traveled the country in a converted school bus with their growing family, documenting the new consciousness that was emerging. Through this adventure, a movement of sound healing was born. Now, Soundings of the Planet is celebrating 40 years of peace through music. Listen to their music for free on all streaming services. Search Dean Evanson to access their expansive catalog on Pandora, Spotify, Amazon, iTunes, and YouTube. Visit soundings.com for more info, their blog, podcast, Quieting the Monkey Mind book excerpts, free downloads, and more.
Learn and explore fascinating and practical uses of essential oils, how to use them, and how they can enhance your everyday life. The Oil Lounge was founded by three remarkable women with fascinating stories about how essential oils changed their lives. Tina and Laura from The Karmic Path have joined forces to educate the masses in the benefits of Young Living essential oils. For more information, visit theoillounge.com.
During the break, we were talking about how women are so generous with their money, with their time, with their energy, with their love. It's just because we're nurturers. It's natural for us to, you know, want to caretake and, you know, making sure that we don't leave ourselves out of the equation is, you know, the part of drawing the new boundaries and holding that self-respect high. Like you were telling me the story about what happened when you were a kid. Tell us about that.
When I was very little and I was with my aunt and we were at the bank and somebody came up to me and said, "Oh, that's a really pretty dress that you're wearing." And I started to take it off to give it to them because they liked it. And I thought maybe they were better deserving. You know what? It's okay to be generous. I like that side of me. And I loved it when I had the money to be generous and help people out. And I did. But we can't forget to take care of ourselves first. And that's just something that I'm learning right now. And we need to teach our girls to take care of themselves. And I think we also need to teach them to not give our trust away to everybody. I think that's a big one. And I'll tell a little story about, and I think it's valuable that people have to earn our trust, right? That's one of our values. Don't just give that away. So my ex and I were in a medical professional's office having some treatments done. And we would go in the office together and then I would get work done and he would get work done. While I was on the table with my head down, he was telling me, this medical professional, that he was going through a divorce. And he's a new friend of my ex's and seems like a good guy. And he was telling me all the stuff that was happening. And I was like, "Oh, that's not fair. That's not right." And he was saying, "Well, what do you think I should do?" And I started giving him advice on things that I knew about, you know, how he can see his kids and how he can do certain things and what he should do, go to a lawyer. I didn't realize that I was being set up. And then what happened was all of the advice that I had just given, boom, 2 months later, it was all happening to me, but not coming from that caring place of, you know, you want to see your kids and this and that. It was actually used against me really harshly. So, you know, just because someone's got initials after their name or they're a friend of your husband's or something, we need to value and not give our trust away to just anybody, because not everybody's like you. Not everybody's there to help and to care. They're there to use you and take advantage of you.
Yeah, that's why you definitely have to use discernment and you have to know, you know, who's earned your trust and who's, you know, who you're giving your time to, who you're giving your power away to. And it's really important to have that high self-esteem and that confidence and know your worth and know your value, which is part of your story and part of your education. So take us back to the kit. How long does it take? You know, because I want to make sure that everybody knows that how long it takes putting it together, and then give us some information and let us know where people can access it and purchase it.
Okay. So actually a testimonial from somebody. It doesn't take a long time to start the kit, especially if you do it as I'm going through the instruction. So you'll get your shopping list of what you're going to need, and then you're going to listen to me talk for a few minutes, and I'm going to walk you through it, and you're actually going to set up the files as we go. Then it's done. So once you've got your list, it's going to take you 15 or 20 minutes to set this up, max. And now you just fill it as you go along, right? So it's not like a crisis happens, there's a trauma, and all of a sudden you need all this paperwork and you've got to sort through something, and it takes you hours, it takes you days. You got to get copies from a bank or a lawyer. You got to get something notarized. Everything as it comes goes into that filing system. So it's always active. As your life is changing, you can add a file if you need something that needs to be in there. And then as the paperwork comes, it just goes in and it makes it simple and easy. I've got friends now that are getting their kids to do it. And instead of having to turn their room upside down, right there in their file, happy, no stress.
And we talked about this before, that, you know, going through this process together in when you're newly married or sitting down with your husband or your wife and doing this together, it's an empowering thing to do together as a couple. It can actually bring you closer together as a couple. And even, yeah, like you said, doing it together as a family, that teaches the family early on the empowerment of knowing where all your documents are, knowing where all of your files are, that if anything ever happens, that you have everything in one place, and how empowering that feels, because it's going to add to feeling more secure because you have everything in one place. So let's tell the audience where they can purchase this kit.
Go to MissChrissyD.com, and that's my website. Go on there, go to get your pink on, the little tab, it'll take you right there. My story's there, what the kit is about. It's very simple and easy. If I can do it, anybody can do it.
And how much is the kit?
$29.95 Canadian.
$29.95 Canadian.
And,
okay.
And you know what? It'll change your life. I truly believe that if I had done this, my outcome would have been way different. Maybe he wouldn't have done it because he knew I was so organized that he wouldn't have gotten away with it. But even if he did go that far, I wouldn't have been clouded with all of the paperwork that kept coming to me every month, hundreds and hundreds of pages that I would have to figure out how to respond to in court. I would have understood from my kit, I actually don't need to muddy the waters with that stuff, because when I get to court, it's not going to matter. But all, you know, there's four things that you need to deal with when you go to court for, say, divorce. So, but I was dealing with 75 things.
And that was another thing that you talked about before, is how you think that, you know, going to court, that the law is going to be on your side, and you discovered going through your situation that that's not always the case.
And again, I really want women to hear this. Just because it's a law does not mean that that's what's going to happen. I heard so many times, oh, that's against the law, that can't happen. Yes, it can. The law is a suggestion that the judge decides whether that's going to happen or not. And I had dozens of things that were completely against the law that she allowed over and over and over again. And it was a real disservice to me. So, and the other thing you have to realize, even if the judge rules in your favor, you've got to survive that year or two till you get to court, where, great, it like my house and the lawyer putting a mortgage on it. It wasn't allowed, but it was 10 months with the Bar Association to get it figured out. By then, there was so much damage done. It was 10 months of just one thing after another, and it was too late. So don't count on the law. Count on yourself. Get organized. And know, no matter what happens, you're going to be able to deal with it because everything's right there in your pink files.
Yeah. And so tell us about why is it called pink, pink files?
Power and knowledge. So we want to be powerful and we want to know what we can do to take care of ourselves. That simple. Power yeah. and knowledge.
Yeah.
And we're building power through knowledge.
And you certainly went through so much pain, so much agony going through this entire story. And that's what made you develop this kit. That's what has you now going out and speaking to women's groups, because this is also another way that people can contact you for speaking engagements, speaking at women's groups and talking to them about your story and how to not let anything like that happen, you know, to you. And your, you know, friends and family.
Yeah. Everybody needs to hear this. Everybody needs to get their systems in place. You know what? Again, it just gives you it'll give you power inside to know that you're protected. I think it also gives you power outside because people are going to see that you're protecting yourself. You're not going to be a target.
Exactly. Because
you're not going to be a target.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just, you know, it's going to be something that you feel empowered by. And that's the main reason. It's like, you know, when I talk about educating women about the elephant in the room of having huge financial debt or not being, you know, involved in their financial dealings in relationships. Right. And so how that keeps them up at night and keeps them disempowered. Right. And how educating yourself and talking about the elephant in the room and empowering yourself with your documents, with your finances, with being part of the conversation is part of building your legacy.
Yes. And we found from when we had Lynn on the show last time, if you remember, she talked to her husband about it and he was completely okay. This isn't a bad thing. This isn't, I want to see what's happening so that you can't screw me over. It's about, this is our life. What, you know, what do we have? I need to know what's there. And then she started finding other things out. Like, you know, what happens when we retire? Are we going to have medical and dental still? Lots of people, the day you retire, don't. So if these people weren't putting their pink files together, they never would have known that.
That's huge. I mean, that was a huge gift right there because, I mean, think about it. They would never have known that had they not put that together. And then if something tragic would have happened and they didn't have insurance, then, you know, it would have been devastating, right?
Absolutely. So yeah. We need to know what we have. It's ours. It's not a bad thing. It's not sneaky. We're allowed to know what we have and how to take care of it.
Yeah, there's many benefits to having your pink files, to getting your organized, you know, financial kit, your pink is power kit, and there's many benefits to it. So definitely go to MissChrissyD.com and get your kit and get empowered.
And if you have any problems, just email me. My email's on there. You can talk to me. Send me a comment. I'd love to hear about it.
Yeah. And you can also look at the past podcasts that we've done on the Cornelia Stephanie YouTube channel. And you can look at some of the recent podcasts that we talked about where we shared Chris's story. And you can comment there as well, because anytime that you know, you share a comment, we'll reply. And we very much appreciate it. So, Chris, let's take a break. We'll be right back. Okay. We'll be right back. Uh-huh.
Hi, I'm Laura Meeks, and the most common problem that my clients face is all work and no play. This is why I created Fly High Living. I help you develop a balanced life plan and guide you to a place where you love to wake up in the morning.
Call 888-666-1570 or go to flyhighliving.com to sign up for the 4-week Flight Plan for Life course.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
Are you feeling stuck in unhealthy habits, toxic relationships, or low self-esteem? Do you crave a healthy relationship filled with inspiration? You might just be on the verge of attracting your soulmate. Tune in each month to The Laura Richer Show, where dating coach Laura Richer and co-host matchmaker Peggy Bennett share tools for using your dating breakdown for a relationship breakthrough. For more information, visit richerhealinghypnosis.com.
I have struggled with anxiety my entire adult life. My mind was constantly filled with feelings of dread and negative thoughts about myself. But then I completed Dr. Friedemann's Breakthrough Program and can't believe how much my life has changed in just a few months. Dr. Friedemann's methods are different from anything I've ever tried, and they make so much sense, and more importantly, they work. I can never thank Dr. Friedemann enough for his guidance and wisdom. Visit theempowermentsolution.com and find out how his Breakthrough Program can help you transform your life.
Conscious Confidence Radio, a timeless wisdom with Sarah Main. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio and join Sarah on an adventurous journey to the deeper level of meaning to move beyond today's world of constant change, confusion, and uncertainty beyond the shadow of fear. This hit show explores key concepts such as confidence, values, and attitude in a dynamic way. To learn more about Sarah and her work, visit sarahmain.com.
We're back. We're back, Miss Chrissy. Yeah.
So one of the couple of things I want to mention really quickly is also now on Instagram, and come and check me out on Facebook. Leave me a comment, Miss Chrissy D, PNK. And I've got a couple of great resources that I've just found if people are interested, if they want to get themselves educated on narcissistic personalities, behaviors, and because that's one thing that I think is super important. We need to be able to pick healthy people and know what healthy personalities are like instead of others. So there's two great ones that I found on YouTube. One is Dr. Les Carter, and the other one is Melanie Evans, and they've got great things on YouTube. So go get educated, and let's start teaching our kids, like I said, to value themselves, to know how worthy they are. And let's start teaching our kids that they want to make choices coming from a very healthy place, not a codependent place, which I think kind of goes hand in hand sometimes with our nurturing. We need to set boundaries, and we need to start making better choices for ourselves coming from that healthy place.
Yeah, yeah. That's a really good point. So the two people that you mentioned on YouTube, one is a codependent, about codependency, and one is about narcissism?
Nope, they're all about narcissism. There's a whole bunch of videos on there.
Okay, cool.
There's like 7 different kinds of narcissists. It's quite interesting when you look at it and you think about some of the people you know, and it's like, wow, that person is actually not just one narcissist. There are four different kinds of narcissists.
Yeah.
Who knew?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, and these are people that we know and we're hanging out with and we're trusting them and giving everything away to them.
Yeah, I think when people can tune in and listen to those videos, they're going to be able to see, oh, this is what a narcissist does. This is their behavior. This is what they do. This is how they act. This is what it is. And so then you can relate and go, oh, this is, you know, this is what's happening. Because this is a really big deal right now. That's really up in the collective consciousness right now out there about narcissism, definitely. So that was that's a good resource. So take us back to the kit one more time. Where can people get your kit? And let us know that again.
Go to MissChrissyD.com. You're going to go to the tab that says Get Your Pink On, and there's a button there that you can purchase it. You'll get a video, and you'll get a PDF with your shopping list, and then I will walk you through putting it together. And then it's just there. It's done for the rest of your life. It's just there. Now you just have to add to it. And the other beautiful thing about it is, if nothing bad ever happens, it's just a great memory box for your kids or whoever's going to have to look after you when you pass, of all the great things that you've done in your world.
Yeah. And you know what? This is a real congratulatory time for you today, Miss Chrissy D, because this is the first time this day now that your kit is really truly available for purchase. We've been doing these broadcasts now for the last 4 months, right?
With you.
And you've been putting it all together, creating a wonderful, beautiful product that's easy, accessible for people so that they can have a seamless experience in putting it together. We've tested it and it's working well and it's easy to access. And there's a video that you can download onto your computer or just keep as a link to watch again. And also there's a PDF that you'll receive with the kit, and it's a wonderful, easy process to go through. So,
and that's the thing that I wanted. I wanted this that everybody can afford it, and it's easy. This isn't a big, long, drawn out thing where you're going to have to give up your weekend. You're going to go to the store, you're going to come back, and in half an hour or less, you're going to be empowered and have everything ready to go.
Yeah.
So, and yes, today's the big launch. So I'm super excited and I would love to hear from people how they have found it. I really hope it helps.
Yeah, and that's wonderful. So MissChrissyD.com. So that's where you can get the kit, purchase one for yourself and purchase several for gifts. Give them as gifts to people because, you know, definitely having that as a gift or even when people are getting married, this would be a great wedding gift.
Wedding shower, you bet.
Yeah, so that's wonderful.
Absolutely.
Anyway, so what we have 3 minutes left. What do you want to say to the audience today in the last 3 minutes, Miss Chrissy D?
Teach your girls from a very early on age, as soon as they can start understanding. You know, you go into the toy store and it's all princesses and princes on white horses and playing house and it's not. And we need to teach our kids that the girls are valuable. They can take care of themselves. They're worthy. And to start making proper, pick properly, have boundaries, right? Come from a place of power. Don't come from a place of codependent. I'm a girl. I got to keep everybody happy. Those days are gone.
Yeah.
Keep yourself happy, and if you're happy, then people around you will be happy.
Yeah, and so are you happy now today?
I'm very happy now today.
Yeah.
You definitely. Friday.
It's Friday. Yay. What are you doing this weekend?
Overtime. Working.
Oh, you're working, huh?
Yeah, that's okay. That's okay. Lots of people out there need help, so.
Yeah, tell us where you're at working right now.
I work with homeless people, and I help house them. And it's something that I'm super passionate about because I now get it. What people think is not the case. People aren't homeless because they're addicts or have problems and mental, you know, they have mental health and they have addiction. And a lot of it comes from having to live on the street and be homeless. It's a very hard life. And I know very well from being in trauma, you can't figure things out. So when you've lost everything and you're in trauma, to try and get out is way too hard. So I always let them know, I'm not here to judge. I've been where you have been. And yeah. It really helps them relax and let me help them. So it's very rewarding. It's a hard job, but it's very rewarding.
Yeah, it is a hard job. It's a hard job to be able to really hold the space for people. And thank you for doing this good work. Thank you for helping the people out there. Really appreciate it. Congratulations again for your launch today on the kit for the Pink Files. Everybody, go rush to MissChrissyD.com. Get your kit, get your pink on, get your power on, and comment and share and let us know how it's working for you. So, yay. All right. Thanks, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next time. Bye, everybody. Thanks, Miss
Chrissy. Thank you.
Okay, take care.
You've been listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Lady Boss, Women Inspiring Women, featuring leading-edge entrepreneurs who are putting the focus on empathic leadership in today's modern-day world. Text the word Cornelia to the number 22828 and receive her weekly newsletters. For more information on Cornelia Stephanie and her extraordinary work, or to listen to past shows, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.